Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings really help her to hear any warnings that you may have for her and just help her walk more perfectly in your Holy Spirit so we may bear fruit for your glory. Ask all these prayers, your Father, your Son, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment and how to prepare, okay, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly and understand your dreams. Talking about some dream images. And once again, I just want to repeat, this is not a one-size-fits-all. These teachings are really meant if you just need help, you already kind of understand your dreams, okay? But if you think you have a dream and you don't understand it and you believe it might be important, I really do encourage you to get help. You can go to our website and make an appointment for dream interpretation, because I've just seen a lot of really important warnings in people's dreams. And once again, there's no charge or anything like that. We just want to make sure that you're staying in the Lord's perfect will, because these warnings I've heard are really important. Some of them involving children and things like that. They're just be really humble about these things, please. Okay, so this is Second Peter chapter 1 verse 14. It says, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me. And then this is Matthew chapter 12 verse 43. It says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Okay? So both of these scriptures are referring to a building or a house, okay, or as a person's body, okay? So if you're dreaming about a building, okay, or a house, typically it's more often a house, not so much a building, but it can be, okay, but typically it's usually a house. If you're dreaming about a house, the Holy Spirit could be talking to you about either your body, okay, spiritually, or even carnally too, okay, or somebody else's, okay, so if the house is just looking really broken down and dark, and there's things inside of it, the Holy Spirit can be talking to you about a person who is possibly got a lot of unclean spirits, okay, or just not doing very well spiritually. If the house is clean and flourished, you know, then it can be the opposite. If there's people in the house, okay, and you think they might be demons, okay, this can be a warning about generational spirits, okay. And so you just want to see, you know, just if the Lord is talking to you, you know, trying to help you, warn you about something. I've seen it mean that, generational spirits are going to start coming after a person. That's an important warning. Oftentimes you need to be prepared for that, especially when it comes to children. You can see that sometimes. A house, and then generational spirits coming down that tree, gonna come for a child. Or it can just be he's talking to you about someone else, or you know, letting you know that you're not doing so good inside, or you're doing well, okay? Or just that there's a lot of going on. If you minister to people too, you might see this a little bit more often also, okay? Or if you're interceding for someone, the Holy Spirit can be showing you somebody's house spiritually, so that you know what to go after, and sort of, or what the Lord's going to have to do, okay? And then also, too, you could see it to where it's renovation time, and then that comes into crucifying Christ afresh, where the place is just run over, and he's letting you know that he's going to need to just tear it down and start over. Okay, and then that means the person's got a really rough road ahead. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and